We did. We played a very good football team that played well, and at least offensively, we did not play well.
Between Blaine and the protection and the receivers, how did that all shake out?
None of it was real smooth. I mean, we had protection issues. We had receivers fall to the ground. We had some misreads. It was pretty much everybody had a hand in it. Mm-hmm. But we've moved on to Indianapolis and forgot about it. We have a 24-hour rule where we haven't thought about it since Monday afternoon.
So what did you guys have to do this week that didn't last week?
We've got to get back to where we were. We basically we were making forward progress. We were taking strides, making strides every week. We've got to go back and reverse what happened last week and make strides this week. Avoid the penalties, avoid the substitution issues we had. We had one substitution issue. We had a motion situation where we had two guys in motion. We called timeout. All those things are correctable, but they have to get fixed this week.
I would think it'd be a little discouraging because Mike, the whole training camp is big on we can't have those kind of things.
So. Exactly. Oh, we preach it. We work at it. We talk about it, and they happened. And it's one game. We'll see where we go this week.
So the key is bouncing back then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a long season, and I think that any team in the NFL realizes there's going to be some weeks that are a little rough. I think that you look at any team, and there were 16 teams last week that got beat, and I'm sure they were looking hard at themselves as well. So we're no different than them, and we're on to the next one.
But
we're
going to get 100 and some yards.
It's a loss is a loss. It doesn't really matter. I've had games where we've had 400 yards, 500 yards, and lost. And in the end, it's still a loss. It doesn't feel any better because you play well.
How was Blaine throwing in practice like?
Good. He's been doing good. It's been a good week. It's been a good week by everybody. It's been good, solid practices. And the energy level is really good. And the execution has been solid, so hopefully we can carry it forward to Sunday.
Hey, Bob, Baltimore, do you see a lot of the old Baltimore defense with Chuck's defense now in Indianapolis?
Yeah, Chuck was not the coordinator, I think maybe 1 year when I was in Cincinnati. But, yeah, there is a lot of the Baltimore defense in there. And I think there's some things that he's done on his own, that his version of it. But, yeah, there is a lot of Baltimore in it.
Follow up on that. Are they still figuring things out? Because sometimes they'll have four down and they look confused a couple times.
I think anytime you put a new system in, I don't see them being overly confused. I just maybe a little bit at times they're a little slow to get lined up. It's not all the time. It's just rare. But you see them every now and then. They look like they're they're trying to figure it out. And I'm sure it's on things that. That are new to them. Somebody shows them something, but I think they're playing pretty solid football. They're not playing bad, so they're not having too many issues. They're a good solid defense.
Bob, I'm sure with your game planning, as far as wanting to keep the tight end in to help with protection, you have your own ideas of how often you're going to have to do it. But you have to adjust based on what the other team. Did you have to keep Mercedes in for when you went at the light last week?
Yeah, well, there's a variety of ways that you can add to the protection. Some is using the tight end and keeping him in. Some is using the backs on the edge. Sometimes there's teams that know you're going to do that and do things to prevent you from doing that. Okay, you would really, in a perfect world, you'd love to let the five guys up front just go and get everybody else into the pattern, but it never works out that way. So, you've got to pick and choose. You don't want to do it all the time because it really, if you keep a tight end in and you're trying to use your backs a lot more, then sometimes you're looking at three-man, two-man patterns, and that's, against nickel defenses, that's not really what you're looking for. So you have to have a blend, and you got to be careful how you do it.
So did you end up having to have Mercedes in more?
We had those things in what we used. We had in the plan going in, anticipating certain things. So they were in the plan more so. They were in the plan from, the Tuesday when we game planned. And so we ended up maybe using it a touch more than we would have, but they were already in the plan.
And I mentioned to you last week about that they were probably likely flop over to Guy Wimperside. That's what they ended up doing. And I'm just wondering, are you anticipating that more teams will do that?
Well, I think every team looks at your personnel and tries to find a matchup for them. I'm not sure every team will do it, but there could be some that will. Some guys aren't. Some defensive players are not as comfortable on the right side or left side, you know, flipping it over. They don't perform as well, so that keeps some teams from flipping a guy over. But some guys can do it and feel very comfortable doing it. So I'm sure we'll, on a week-to-week basis, we'll wait and see what happens.
Bob, you've played two games in 3 weeks now with Maurice. Are you getting a better feel for what he likes in certain situations and what, and vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of tell what he likes and where what, you know, he does everything pretty good. He does a lot of things extremely well. So it's just a matter of us making sure when we game plan we have those things in for him. And as he continues to get more and more in football shape and gets learns more and more and more comfortable with the offense, you know, we'll even add some things for him.
Progress a little bit.
He's been pretty steady. You know, he still, again, is a rookie. Some things that generally show up with rookies show up. Maybe less than a lot of people, but still they're there. And it's just a matter of experience. There is no substitute for experience. You can't coach experience. You just have to let them go out there play. Hopefully they learn quickly from what happens to them and go. But yet he's ahead of where most rookies I've had that are forced into starting. He's ahead of most of them.